Good morning. Today I'm going to speak with you about the newest Freestyle Libre app for all Libre products, and it is called just Libre. When you open the app, on the bottom you will see four tabs: Home, Insights, Alarms, and Profile. If you go to the top of your screen, once you have selected the Home tab and you flick to the right, you will first see Libre 3 Plus, then Scan, then Add Note, and you'll see a glucose number, which is currently your glucose number that's showing. You will see Graph, how many days until your sensor ends. If you keep flicking, the four tabs on the bottom will also show. The first thing I do when I look at my glucose number is to memorize it. This is because I have discovered that even though in theory we should be able to put our glucose number into the tab by tapping on a place on the app where it says show glucose number, it really doesn't work very well. What it does is it forces you to turn on the mode where you would see images. There appears to be an image of the number, but no matter what you do, even if you save it initially in the note, when you go back to look at it, it's not going to be there. So I memorize that number. Then I go into the Home tab and I flick back to where it says Add Note. I flick again once I've double tapped on that Add Note to where it again says Note. And for reasons that are not clear to me, I must double tap on that again in order to invoke the note. The next thing you must do is flick to the right where it says Time of Note, and you'll see a timestamp of some sort. Once that shows, you can keep going. That Time of Note must show, or when you go to save your note, it will not save it, and your note will not register in the app. Again, you're going to flick a few times. You are going to make sure that you double tap on Comments. And once you have double tapped on Comments and it says Edit Field, then you can say the number of your glucose reading and you can add any additional comments you wish. Now, there are other things in here about food and insulin and when you take them. I have not tried using them. My experience with this newer app is they do not work really well. So if I were needing to make comments about insulin and time of insulin and whether I exercised, I would just put it in the comments field. Then you're going to flick to done once you're done with your comments. And the reason you're going to do that is if you keep going, there's a place where you can actually change the time of the note. And you don't want to do that. You want to solidify this time as the time that you are adding this note. Then you're going to flick back until you find save. And you're going to save the note. Once you have done all this, you want to be able to read your notes. And there is a way to do that. And when I'm demonstrating the app, I will show you what it is. I think from here, we will just start looking at the app itself. Open Libre.
Libre.
Okay. I am now in
profile
the app.
Currently selected button.
And right now it says profile currently selected. I don't want to be there. So I am going to go to the bottom.
Home tab, navigate to home button.
And I hear that double tap button. I'm going to double tap on it. Now I'm in the home app.
121 milligrams per deciliter, changing slowly.
Now, it gave me a number of 121, just so you can see how this is. I'm going to flick to the left so you can see everything.
Add note, scan, button, Libre 3 Plus.
That's the very beginning.
Scan, button, add note, button. 120 milligrams per deciliter, changing glucose graph. 6 days until sensor ends. Home tab, currently selected. Insights tab, navigate to insights. Alarms tab, navigate to alarm setting. Profile tab, navigate to user profile.
Okay, button. And I am going to flick back to where it says add note.
Alarms, insights tab, home tab, 6 days until glucose graph. 120, add note, button, add note. 95% battery power, not charging, status bar item.
It's lovely when all these little things happen when you're trying to do a demonstration. So now,
bottom sheet, adjustable.
I always ignore that bottom sheet adjustable. There is nothing we can do with that. It does not work well for those of us using VoiceOver. So I'm kind of putting my finger on the top of the screen.
Bottom sheet, adjustable.
So that
dynamic island, that empty. Static dynamic island, empty. Bottom sheet, close button, food button.
May not show. And sometimes you have to play with it a little bit and put four fingers on the screen until things like dynamic island just don't show. Sometimes VoiceOver and Siri and iOS get in their own way when you're doing this app.
Close button, bottom sheet, bottom sheet, close food button. Exercise button.
You can see food note, exercise button. Note
rapid acting insulin button, long acting insulin button, long acting insulin button, long acting insulin rapid acting note, exercise food button, close button, bottom sheet adjustable, close button.
Because
close.
The app is not glucose totally graph. Cooperating with me when I hit the bottom sheet, I usually have to close it. This is a flaw in the app. It does not always show up when it works right.
Bad note. Button.
You're going to see
scan button. Libre 3 Plus.
Libre 3 Plus scan.
Add note button. 116 milligrams per deciliter.
My number is 116 right now. I'm going to flick to add note,
add note
and double tap on it.
Exercise button.
Food exercise
note button.
Note. So I need to double tap on this again.
Note bottom sheet adjustable. Time of note, October 11th, 9:02 a.m.
All right, it gives me a time, 9:02 a.m.
Associated glucose value button.
Now, in theory, where it says associated glucose value, you should be able to put that in. But that is where it's an image. You have to turn screen recognition on, read the image. But then when you go back and save it, it's not reliable. So I wouldn't even go there. So I'm going to flick again.
Comment, text field. Comment, text field.
I'm going to double tap on text field.
Comment, text field. Comment, text field is editing. Word mode, insertion point at start.
And I am going to dictate.
Done, dictate.
1:02, an hour and a half after breakfast, period. Great glucose, period.
Inserted 102, an hour and a half after breakfast. Great glucose.
Now.
Note. Time of note. Time of note, October 11th, information about associated glucose value. Comment, text toolbar, dimmed, button, done, button.
I am going to go to done. I really don't want to flick to the right and show you the times because that's something if you are using the app, you'll see yourself. You can change those if you would like. In my case, generally, I do not. So I'm going to double tap on done.
Done. Bottom sheet adjustable.
And that bottom sheet adjustable
note. Save
will
button.
Often get in the way, but now I'm going to double tap on save.
Save. Saved. Add note button.
Now, we are now in the place where if we wanted to go back and see our notes, we could do that. And we are going to look
home
a little
tab.
Bit
insights
at
tab.
The insights tab.
Button. Home tab, insights tab. Navigate
I am going
to
double
tab,
tap
currently selected.
On the
tab.
Insights tab.
Insights heading.
And I am going to
selected daily summary button.
Show you what's in here. There's daily summary.
Reports button.
Reports.
Daily summary date, Saturday, October 11th.
Adjustable. Daily summary date. We'll get back to that in a minute.
Daily graph.
Daily graph, which really doesn't do us any good, although you can go into that, share it with several Seeing AI apps and get a good idea how that is looking if you choose. I am not going to do that today.
Information about daily graph button, ng/DL.
Milligrams/deciliters, which in this country is the way we have our glucose reading set.
70180.
And then it shows my low target range and my high target range.
General note button.
General note.
Logbook heading.
Logbook, which is actually where we're going to be looking when we do this daily summary.
Note, 9:02 a.m. EDT, 102 an hour and a half after breakfast. Gray glucose.
And that's the note that I put in for today. Now you say, what if I want to go back and look at a note from the previous day? So we're going to flick back to daily summary.
Logbook general note 7zipng/d information about daily graph. Daily summary date, Saturday, October 11th, adjustable.
These dates are adjustable, and this is a good thing. It's a new improvement, and I will just show you.
Friday, October 10th.
If I flick down, I'm going backwards.
Saturday, October 11th.
And it will not go, at this point, past the date we're on. So I'm going to go back to October 4th.
Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, October 6th, Sunday, October 5th, Saturday, October 4th.
Okay, here's why. I'm going to flick to the right.
Daily graph. Information about daily graph. NG/DL. 7018 logbook. Heading. No entries.
If you did not put any notes in for that day, and there are days when I'll just let the app do its thing because it takes reading times every minute. So sighted people can see that. If I'm having a day that I'm very busy and I'm not going to worry about tracking, I just let the app do its thing. Now we're going to go back.
Logbook heading 701ng/DL. Information about daily graph. Daily summary date, Saturday, October 4th.
And I'm going to go to October 5th.
Sunday, October 5th.
And I'm going to go again to my logbook entries.
Daily graph. Information about daily graph. NG/DL. 701 logbook. Heading. No entries. Tap the plus icon at the top to add no entries. Logbook. Heading. 701.
Okay, that was another day of no entries.
Information about daily graph.
I don't usually do two in a row, but it happens.
Adjustable. Saturday, Friday, October 3rd.
We'll look at October 3rd.
Daily graph. Information about daily graph. Button. NG/DL. 701. Note group of three. Button.
All right. Group of three.
Logbook. Heading. Note. 8:20 a.m. EDT. 239. Numbers going down. Button. Note. 7:45 a.m. EDT. System says 265. Don't feel that way. We'll continue to drink fluids. But high glucose alarm, 7:41 a.m. EDT. Note, 6:45 a.m. EDT, 137. Good morning, glucose. Before
so,
breakfast.
How did I read those? I flicked to each
high
one.
Glucose note, set note, logbook, heading. Note group of three, button.
And to find them, first you see note group of three, then logbook, and then you see the three entries. Okay, I want to speak just a little bit about the other parts
insights
of the
tab,
app.
Currently selected, but alarms tab. Not
alarms.
Tab, currently selected, button. Alarms tab. Not
in alarms, if I flick through this.
Silent mode delivers glucose and signal loss alarms without sound for a specified period. Switch button off.
Up to 6 hours, I can have silent mode. I am not going to demonstrate that per se. Right now, it is off on my alarms on purpose.
Glucose alarms, heading, urgent low glucose alarm, on, below 55 mg/dL, button.
So I have set mine so that if my glucose goes below 55, that's the low glucose alarm, urgent. And that's actually the default for Libre as well.
Low glucose alarm on, below 65 mg/dL, button.
And my first warning of a low glucose before it's critical is when my sugars are 65 and below.
High glucose alarm on, above 250 mg/dL, button.
High glucose above 250.
System alarms, heading, signal loss alarm on, button.
And signal loss alarm is always on.
Learn more, button.
Now, we could do the learn more, but basically, you can change these. You can have your own system sound. There are a couple of options there. You can explore that.
Home tab, not insights tab, alarms
but
tab, crypto alarms
I'm
tab,
just going
tab,
to
navigate to user.
Talk a little bit about the other part
app
of the app,
settings, button.
Which is the profile.
Account button.
In account, it's just my information. We're not going to go in there.
Profile, Heading. Account. Button. App settings. Button.
In app settings.
Back. Button.
If I go into that with a double tap, you have to set certain things. Like in the United States, we do milligrams and deciliters.
Report settings, 70, 180 milligrams slash DL button.
And report settings between those two numbers.
Carbohydrate units, servings, one serving equals 10 grams button.
You can change your carbohydrate servings. I do it one
reports carbohydrate units servings one serving equals 10
serving
grams,
equals 10 grams, which is the current standard.
Home tab, navigate to home,
and that's it for that. Let's see.
Map settings, heading,
back. We're gonna go back.
Profile, heading, account button. App settings, button, start new sensor, button.
This part of the app is where you would do start new sensor, and if you need directions, it tells you how to do it. Otherwise, it tells you when you're ready to scan.
Connected apps, button.
Connected apps. I don't really have any apps connected, so we're not going to worry about that.
Help, button.
And then in help, they have all kinds of things.
Back, button.
I'll show you a couple.
Tutorials, heading.
Tutorials.
How to apply a sensor, button. How to scan a sensor, button.
How to apply, how to scan.
Glucose readings, button. Alarms, button.
Information about glucose readings and alarms.
Guides, heading.
Guides.
Quick start guide, button.
Quick start guide.
Quick reference guide, button.
Quick reference guide.
User's manual, button.
And
safety, heading.
The user's manual.
Safety information.
Button. And safety information.
Phone and OS compatibility, button.
Phone and iOS compatibility.
Phone warnings, button.
Phone warnings.
Compatible sensors, button.
Compatible sensors.
Support, heading.
And support.
Customer service, button.
And customer service.
Event log, button.
There is an event log.
Home tab, navigate to home, button.
And
back, button.
That's about it. There is also an about.
Account, app settings, start new sensor, connected app help, but about, button.
And in the about
button, about heading Libre name 1 software 1.1.0.1692 software full version button.
The software version, the Libre
1.0.0.0G63Y29AE0G07KAYU back button.
That's where you'd find the numbers of your sensors if you needed them, etc., etc., etc. All in all, I like the app, but it is not perfect. Though there are a few things that do not work as well as I wish they would, but it is markedly improved from when it first came out. And that is the conclusion of my demonstration of the Freestyle Libre newest app.
Hi, Jeanette. This is Nina. I have one question for you. When you go into your logbook and you go to change the date, is there an easy way to go to the next day you want to change it to? Because what I've done, like say I wanted to go see what things were on Thursday. You know, I'll change it to see Thursday, and then I have to go back to home and then go back into the logbook to see if I want to see what happened on Friday. So I was wondering if once you're already in the logbook, if there's a way to just go to the next day or the previous day.
Yeah, if you are under summary and you look where it says summary, which I was actually there. The dates are one right above the other and you just flick up or flick down.
Okay, so I know how you do that to change the date and then you read what you want to read. But then when you're done reading that day and you want to go to a previous day, you can go back and flick it again. You don't have to go to home and then go back to the logbook.
You still have to go back to daily summary and you have to flick up to that date. There's no other way to do it, unfortunately.
Okay, that's what I was asking you, because I was going back to home and then going back into...
If you're in Insights, you can see all those. You don't have to go back to home itself. Insights okay. is probably easier.
Okay.
I don't think I ever do it from home, now that I think about it.
Okay, thank you so much, Jeanette.